code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on September the 2nd, 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, scroll down, see all the other sites I have up, and bookmark them for future use in case the big ones go down again. That way you'll get the latest audios from one of the other sites. Plus, if you find that you're having problems downloading from the com site, it's a good idea to try one of the other ones. Thousands of folk go into the com at the same time, and that's generally the problem. So there's a lot of variety to choose from all those other sites I have. There's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com, cuttingthroughthematrix.net, cuttingthroughthematrix.us, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and there's also alanwattsentinel.eu, the last one being the European site, which has all the same audios, plus has the advantage of having a lot of transcripts of these talks I've given, written in the various languages of Europe. Now remember that you, the listeners, bring me to you by buying the books, etc. I have for sale on my site. You look into it, you'll see how to do it. There's DVD discs and so on. And you can use PayPal for orders as well, by the way. Personal check is good within Canada and the U.S. Some people in the U.S. send international postal money orders in from the post offices. Outside of the Americas, you can use, again, PayPal, or you can use Western Union or MoneyGram. And some people, as I say, send cash. For those who just get the disc burned and passed around at events, etc., and they don't have computers for themselves, they play it on their CD players, you can write to me at Alan Watt, W-A-T-T, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. That postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. That's P-3-E-4-N-1. And as I say, I need your donations too to keep me going because I don't have much to sell at all. And I don't have the time to do anything else. Believe you me, every day it's just more and more problems. I pedal backwards half the time. And I could certainly be rolling out the books if I had nothing else to do and just bringing in the money. So it's up to you to keep me going. As I say, you can donate to me through PayPal or other means and look into the sites as to how to do it. Now, the audience here are probably better educated after listening for a long time to what I've had to say, then the rest of the general population. I said the other night about how the perfectly conditioned, which is the majority of the public, are in a completely different, scientifically designed reality. They think everything that they hear off the mainstream is new, is really true. They truly believe that. They don't question it. And all you need is a person who's called an expert to come on television, and they'll go under the spell immediately. They'll question nothing. That's the general population. It's more than just naivety or simplicity even. It's because their indoctrination has taken perfectly. For thousands of years, rulers talked about ways to totally control the public, and even in ancient times, the high priests of different countries accumulated incredible wisdom and knowledge on how to do just that, how to control mass peoples by using not just religion, but a lot of other things that go along with the techniques of introduction of religion. And we're back with more after these messages.
Uh-huh. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, talking about how the knowledge of controlling nations of people and empires of people is very, very old indeed, and very precise too, because it's all based on formula. Whatever's been, or the people have been made to do in the past, if you know the formula, you can make them do it exactly the same way again. That's something that Plato even knew in his day. And therefore, we're managed so well. However, in the 18th and into the 19th and then definitely the 20th century, there was a particular movement to delve into the mind. Eventually it was called psychology down the road. But this, as I say, was an old art. And certain people were taught it in certain societies, like Mr. Bernays and his family of the Freuds. Were taught these kind of things in a previous century. They didn't make it up themselves. And they knew how to literally manipulate the minds of millions of people. And Bernays, of course, has got the fame for bringing in consumerism, mass consumerism, and making people want things they'd never thought about before. And they knew all the ways to make people want things, how to advertise, how to sell it across to them based on their unconscious or subconscious emotional states, etc. And it's a perfected science. But politicians also have been interested in this particular science because their main problem, and they discussed this at the League of Nations when they set it up, the precursor of the United Nations, to control a whole world full of people They don't want rebels, etc. And especially when it was a eugenical type society they were going to bring in to being, where science would be the new god, and everything had to go under science and be run by science. They knew a lot of people would object, and they talked about getting ways to control the minds of people. It was people like Bertrand Russell that came up with, at least he put out to the public for the first time, the technique to be used would be scientific indoctrination, a type of indoctrination where the person who's being indoctrinated will never know that they have been indoctrinated at all. Perfect indoctrination. And government wanted to create a media that the public would truly believe. Before television came out, people were very skeptical of newspapers because of all the con men and the rich banking types who owned the papers and who constantly put out disinformation, lies, and deceit, and so on. But when television came in, it was used to the maximum by all governments. The BBC is a British Broadcasting Corporation. It was set up for propaganda purposes before it was televised. When it was just radio in World War One. That was the reason it was set up for propaganda purposes. And it never stopped. Every British Commonwealth country has its version of the BBC. They call it your cultural television station, as they keep giving you an upgraded culture, which is always communistically, politically correct. You can't enjoy anything on them because there's messages all through their programming. But unfortunately, people really do, most folk do, believe the mainstream media all the time, on every topic. Especially when they've been brought up with these same anchor people who are paid vast sums of money to stay there for their whole lives long because they seem like father figures to the people. And daddy wouldn't lie to you. Don't forget the world, as I say, that bringing in is to be a scientifically dominated society. No matter how ridiculous the science or how crazy their mandates because of science become, we're supposed to all just obey and go along with them. They call this reason, the age of reason, you see. And those most reasonable or the most knowledgeable have the right to rule over the lessers and guide the destiny of the planet rather than to allow it to happen willy-nilly and happenstance by itself. The planned society. And a big part of it that Julian Huxley and many others have talked about, and has been talked about recently again by the World Health Organization, they've got to stop thinking so much about helping, giving health care, and have to think about giving death care, you see. In other words, they don't want people living too long. Ideally, your lifespan should be a very quick education into the workforce to be a good producer and consumer, and you should basically kick the bucket before retirable, just at the time of retirement. That way you're not a burden on society, and governments have all your pension schemes into their pockets to put into their own pockets or to spend on other things. And that would be the ideal society for them. We're just creatures now, you see. We're not humans. We have been brought down off our pedestals, as Huxley advocated. And they have trained us to be that way, to see ourselves as nothing but just ants, basically. Ants. And back in the 80s, one of the technocrats, as Professor Carl quickly called them, Maurice Strong, a guy that was plucked by Rockefeller himself at a college age, and he never completed college, to be made one of the most famous men, in the right circles at least, in the world. The man is a mover and a shaker. He was given a good part of the green agenda back then, and he was brought over from the United Nations, plonked into Ontario, Canada for about a year, while he privatized the taxpayer-owned electrical supply system for the whole of Ontario. And at that time, he said, too, that they put generators, big generators, into remaining factories and big office complexes and so on. And they didn't say why the sudden rush to do all these emergency power generators, etc. Except about 2 weeks later, after the first announcement, he said that the world is going to change very quickly. And he said the people are going to be taught to use less energy, to consume less energy, and they'll be forced to do it. This is back in the 80s. And Maurice Strong has never been elected by any government on the planet. And yet here he is, not just predicting the future, but saying it with authority, because he does have authority under the United Nations. So all this greening stuff and cutting back on energy that you're hearing today was planned an awful long time ago. And there were guys like Strong talking about it publicly in the newspapers back in the 1980s. So nothing happens just by chance and by its own immediacy at the time. It's all planned that way. Now, in the US, they're bringing in what they think is a national healthcare system. And I've already gone through, again, the facade of national healthcare, because it's a political agenda, not a health agenda. You cannot involve politics and governments with their agendas with healthcare. You can't do it. Especially when you realize that the mandates of all governments today, and they're all on board together, all the pirates are on board, are into depopulation and having fewer children, etc., as we go along this path to ultimate eugenics and a genetically created society. But in the meantime, we have to go through the long parts, all the teaching parts, while we get used to it. And I've read the articles before in Britain where, yes, you can get vasectomies very quickly. You can get tubal ligations very quickly. You can get abortions very quickly because it's all politically correct. You see, that's part of the ultimate mandate to reduce population. But you can't get in. Say if you've got something like cancer, you might wait 6 months to a year or longer. Like Canada here, same thing. You're dead before you see them. And that's intentional. It saves their money and you die anyway. See? You might have lived, mind you, if you got proper treatment, but that's not really what it's there for. And here's an article from The Telegraph, September the 2nd, 2009, sentenced to death on the National Health Service. Patients with terminal illnesses are being made to die prematurely under National Health Service scheme to help end their lives, leading doctors warn today. In letter of the Daily Telegraph, a group of experts who care for the terminally ill claim that some patients are being wrongly judged as close to death. This is what happens when you deal with the mass management of people, the factory-type management under National Health Service. You're all classified the same. Well, you look ill to me, I guess you're going to die. That's it. You're on the list. So, this is under National Health Service guidance introduced across England to help doctors and medical staff deal with dying patients. They can then have fluid and drugs withdrawn, and many are put on continuous sedation until they pass away. So, they starve you of food and water, and they just drug you till you're dead. This is, but this approach can also mask the signs that the condition is actually improving, the experts warn. It's kind of hard to see improving, you see, when you're high on opium. You're off in a fog somewhere. As a result, the scheme is causing a national crisis in patient care. The letter states it's been signed to palliative care experts, including Professor Peter Millard, Emeritus Professor of Geriatrics, University of London, Dr. Peter Hargraves, a consultant in palliative medicine in St. Luke's Cancer Centre in Guildford, and four others. Forecasting death is an inexact science, they say, and it is. It is. Patients are being diagnosed as being close to death without regard to the fact that the diagnosis could be wrong, as it often is. As a result, the national wave of discontent is building up as family and friends witness the denial of fluids and food to patients. That gets rid of them quickly, you see. Saves cash for the National Health Service, which is the government. Back with more after these messages.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, discussing the wonders of National Health Service care. And I hope articles like this will be a warning to those that think they're going to get some beautiful system in the United States of America. You're in a new world order. A new world order where they'll use many different techniques to reduce the population. And believe you me, that's going to be the priority of a national health service in the U.S. because that's how it is everywhere else where they have one. That's where it is. Most of Canada, like where I live here, you can't get a doctor at all under the national health service system we have here. And they don't train enough to one thing. And the government's, see, once that comes in, it's the government decides how many doctors they want. So they decide how many they're going to train for 5 years, 10 years down the road. So they always make sure there's a shortage of them to discourage people from going to see them. That's the idea behind it. Simple, isn't it? And what they give you are clinics that you walk into, and you take a number, big numbers, 2 foot 4 inches high, and you sit there like a cow. They generally have them in their ears, you know, cows. And you wait for your number getting called, and then you go up and give your data, and you'll be asked what you want to see the doctor about, and you've got to explain everything in front of a room full of patients. They can all hear you. And then you'll sit and wait for 3, 4, 5 hours, and if the doctor doesn't get called off to a hospital or something, you might get to see them, and it'll be a different one every time. And they don't know your history. They probably won't see you again because they keep rotating them. And so all they want is you out the door as fast as they can. And that's a system of flying doctors, we call them. You just fly in and you fly out with a little piece of paper in your hand, if you're lucky. And if the doctor is called away, you have to come back the next day and go through the big card system again and sitting and waiting. And maybe you'll see someone. And if they diagnose something where they need an operation, well, don't count on it. So you'll probably be dead long before your number comes up to come into the hospital. That's National Health Service, because governments are all about political agendas. We know what their political agendas are. The New World Order has told the world over and over again, there's too many people, we've got to reduce people, blah, 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 blah. So it's not there to help you. And governments, they can never get enough money. I don't care if it rained cash from the sky tomorrow all over parliaments and congresses across the planet, and it buried them, and it wouldn't make any difference. They never have enough money to do all the wonderful things they want to do. So therefore, don't expect much money to go into a National Health Service at all. It doesn't. It gets pulled out of it. Under the United Nations World Health Organization, it stipulates that every citizen in the world is going to get the minimal care possible. And that's what National Health Service care is all about. They're doing the same across the entire planet, all from the United Nations. That's what you're going to get. For all yous that, you guys out there that think, oh, isn't it wonderful? We're going to be able to see doctors now. Well, you might for a vasectomy or an abortion. Everything else, though, good luck. And a lot of bribery. Because that's what you get in communist countries, you see. Lots of bribery. That's how it was in all the Soviet countries. You had to bribe the receptionist to make an appointment. You had to bribe the doctor to see you. You had to bribe to get a prescription. Everything was bribery. That's what you get in socialized communist systems. Quite something, eh? And for Canadians have been talking about getting this compulsory inoculation. And once again, we're always fooled and lied to. It isn't until you look into the laws, etc., that you find there's so many lies told by politicians just to make you go along with what they want you to go along with. And this is from a Vaccination Risk Awareness Network, this particular site. And it goes into the exemptions, etc., of the vaccines. It says, vaccinations are not mandatory in Canada. Unlike some countries, immunization is not mandatory in Canada. It cannot be made mandatory because of the Canadian Constitution. Three provinces require proof of immunization for school entrance, Ontario and New Brunswick for diphtheria, tetanus, polio, measles, mumps, rubella immunization, Manitoba for measles, but exceptions are permitted on medical or religious grounds and reasons of conscience. Legislation and regulations must not be interpreted to imply compulsory immunization. That was from the Government Immunization in Canada, May 1997, Volume 2, 3, S, 4. A Canadian National Report on Immunization from the Government 2, 1996. This means that nobody in Canada can be forced to receive a vaccination. In some cases, nursery schools, daycares, and other schools which are privately owned and operated can demand vaccination for enrollment, but publicly funded schools and daycares cannot. Furthermore, Canadian medical law clearly states that healthcare recipients must be informed of all significant risks posed by any invasive medical procedure that carries a risk of injury or death. Vaccination is such a procedure. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Nutrients 21 brings you this flu preparedness update. Research indicates that while certain vitamins can boost your immunity, the most important role is that specific vitamins appear to help modulate your immune system response and prevent a cytokine storm. Cytokines are part of your immune response to a viral attack. A cytokine storm is an explosive reaction of your immune system to pathogens, and it can be as deadly as the flu. The high flu fatality rate among young people with strong immune systems is usually attributed to cytokine storms. Taking the right vitamins in the right amount is critical to developing a modulated response to a viral attack. At Nutrients 21, we have formulated the world's most advanced immune system supplement, and it's called Ultra Immunity. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. Ultra Immunity provides the critical amount of vitamins needed to maintain a strong, balanced immune system. For full details on this survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and we're cutting through the matrix, reading from Vaccination Risk Awareness Network to do with Canadians and how they can get exempt from the big boys and their mandates on immunization. It says, furthermore, Canadian medical law clearly states that healthcare recipients must be informed of all significant risks posed by any invasive medical procedure. Now, when you stick an injection, that's an invasive medical procedure, by the way. That needs a consent form. This is that carries a risk of injury or death. Vaccination is such a procedure. Every Canadian must have received and understood all the information that is pertinent to the vaccinations to which they consent. It goes into legal exemptions and forms. Most of the provinces have forms which you can get to sign, to exclude yourself. There's a bunch of links here to give you more information on the medical laws as far as Canada goes. And there's links to other articles to do with vaccination, etc. These things are very important, and I noticed in the States, too, that Obama's administration had exempted all the usual people. There's no exemptions to the vaccination, diabetics, people with autoimmune problems. Everybody supposedly is just supposed to take it because they've ordered it so. And it's amazing, too, they've exempted government and the big pharma from lawsuits because of the last fiasco with the swine flu nonsense, where thousands of people came down paralyzed after it, and hundreds died of it as well. I'll put a link up to an old 60 Minutes interview that was banned for 20 years, and it's out now again. I've already shown it before a few months ago. I mentioned it on a link, but you'll hear the guy at the top of the CDC deny knowledge of everything, basically. He didn't know anything. He didn't know that it would be dangerous. He didn't know that there'd be severe side effects. This is a top guy, even though his staff that worked for him are also in the same documentary, saying, yeah, he was informed of all this stuff. They knew there'd be neurological damage and various other problems that would come out of that swine flu vaccine the last time. So I'll put that up for you to see again. Let's see, I showed it a few months ago, but we'll do it once again as well, worth going through. You'll see a woman there, who one of the many who were paralyzed. She became quadriplegic after the shots, and it took years before she could even walk, and even then with the use of braces. And this will happen again for those that take it. Now, there's an article from Wise Up Journal in October issue, page 12. It's about derivatives. It's a very well-written piece about derivatives. We've heard about the stock market and everything else, but all of us down at the bottom here are kept in the dark about what really goes on with all these hedge funds and derivatives and all the rest of it. So there's a good article here about how this big bubble runs and what will happen if that goes down, because apparently it's a $531 trillion derivatives time bomb. $531 trillion. And there's only a handful of people actually control it. They have the controlling shares, a handful, literally about five people, for the whole planet. So I'll put that link up, and you can look into that for yourselves. There's also another Wise Up Journal article here, vaccines far more dangerous than swine flu itself. And this is from the second yesterday, by Christian Massey. Just with the media hype about the swine flu pandemic increasing and the vaccines near ready to ship across the world, I decided to take a closer look at the vaccines and, more importantly, the company behind them. After a few emails to the Department of Health and Children with no response, I started phoning and eventually got through to Lorcan Donovan in Public Health. To my relief, Lorcan was able to reassure me that the vaccine will currently not be mandatory in Ireland. However, he did confirm my worst fear. Baxter Laboratories is one of the companies supplying Ireland. Now, Baxter is a company, remember, that a few months ago sent out contaminated, that was a mixture of the usual, one of the usual common flus, and the H1N1 virus as well. And when one of the countries it sent it to, this is for inoculations, tested it on animals, the animals all died. This is Baxter. Baxter, too, remember, was part of IG Farben Group in World War II. All of these groups were involved in bacterial and viral warfare. So anyway, it says, Baxter has recently been associated with two deadly scandals. The first event occurred in the 1980s when hemophiliac components were contaminated with HIV virus and injected in tens of thousands of people, including thousands of children. Baxter continued to release the HIV-contaminated vaccine even after the contamination was known. And that's a fact as well. The second event occurred even more recently when it was discovered in February this year that Baxter had released a seasonal flu vaccine containing the bird flu virus, which could have produced a real-world pandemic in 18 countries. Baxter flu vaccines contaminated with H5N1, otherwise known as the human form of avian flu, one of the most deadly biological weapons on Earth, supposedly with a 60% kill rate, were received in 18 European countries, including the Czech Republic, Germany, and Slovenia. Fortunately, astute lab workers in the Czech Republic discovered the deadly combination and blew the whistle before a worldwide disaster was unleashed. He goes on, the implications of this mammoth mistake cannot be stressed enough. Surely Baxter would not then be employed to supply a vaccine for a pandemic that was caused by the contaminated flu vaccine, question mark. Would you feel confident injecting their product into a family member? My guess is no. Yet the World Health Organization continues to contract Baxter to supply pandemic vaccines for Ireland and the world. Our government has ordered 7.2 million doses for our 4.1 million population, and we'll have to pay somewhere in the region of $1 billion to roll out the nationwide program. It's quite something. It's quite something, though, that this is going on. Now, as I say, when you see that 60 Minutes interview with the heads of the CDC and people who suffered from the effects of the last swine flu fiasco, and it was just that. I mean, one soldier died, remember. He was taken out of his sick bed and put on a forced march, and then he died. And it probably wasn't that they had at all that killed him. And even the four other people they tested who were tested positive for this particular virus that they were on about at the time recovered quite normally. They only had mild symptoms like a cold. But 40 million people got these poisonous shots before it was all over. And the only reason they called the rest of it off was because people were coming down with sudden death, for instance, sudden death, and paraplegia, quadriplegia, and various other problems. And here they go again. This whole swine flu thing is an utter farce. It's as much validity as the Nile virus, the virus had, the West Nile virus. It's got zilch validity. This is an attempt to get the world stampeding to get shots, because the World Health Organization's mandate is to get us all taking annual shots for everything they deem fit that we have. That's what they said at their 2006 meeting. That's what they were set up to do, to be the world's leaders in all health matters. And even when they were called the League of Nations, and they had the same department for the World Health Organization, apart from depopulation, by the way, which was on the cards even then, they also wanted the right to mandatorily vaccinate everybody across the planet. In 2006, as I say, that meeting when they said that they would train the public through a big scare, in which there's on, now this whole thing's about a big scare, big fear tactic. Once you're into it, you get about 10 shots a year for the rest of your life. That's what they're saying. And booster shots from all the previous vaccinations you've had before. Every year, that's what they want. And you know the best way to stop things from happening? Well, it's just that, you stop it. You don't go along with the first step of it. That's how you stop it. That's how you stop it. Now, we're going to start with Maurice Strong, for instance. Maurice Strong, a technocrat, a man with more power than prime ministers, a man with more power than dozens of prime ministers or presidents, as Quigley said, because they're the real parliaments run by foundations that order governments what to do. But Maurice Strong helped to set up the whole greening agenda. All the groundwork was laid down by he and his cohorts. In fact, they call themselves the First Earth Army. Back in the 80s, it was basically formed when they set up all their propaganda institutions and their NGOs and trained them for what's happening now. But he also mentioned about power cuts, etc., to come down the road in 10, 20 years' time. Here's an article here. It's from the Mail Online, September the 3rd, 2009. It says here, power cut Britain, to anyone who remembers it, will seem utterly antediluvian. It predates home computers and mobile phones, and colour televisions were only then beginning to appear. Those who were young in the early 70s will remember poring over their homework by candlelight and there was a clear division between people who liked the smell of paraffin lamps and people who didn't. Then along with the three-day week and crippling industrial disputes, power cut Britain disappeared into the past, never to return, that is, until now. Once again, we're being warned that within a few years, the country could be facing its worst wave of power blackouts since those far-off days, more than three decades ago, and that even the government itself now admits these might be inevitable. Well, it's inevitable because of the agenda, you see. See, Maurice Strong said in the 80s they would not be repairing or upkeeping, say, nuclear facilities and so on, and they would be building no new ways to take over from that. Plus, they'd be eliminating coal plants as well. The whole idea is to reduce and reduce and reduce until we're living in a state of misery. See? This article goes on to say here, for 7 years it's been glaringly obvious to energy experts that Britain will soon be facing a colossal energy gap as the aging power stations, which currently supply 40% of our electricity, are forced to close down. 8 of our 9 nuclear power plants are coming to the end of their life, and half of our coal and oil-fired power stations are rapidly running out of the hours they're allowed to keep running under the EU's Large Combustion Plants Directive, designed to stop the pollution blamed for acid rain. So you can't even use the ones that work very often because of the EU's ruling on pollution. By 2015 or even earlier, we shall thus begin to lose two-fifths of our present electricity supply, and the question energy experts are asking is, how do we propose to fill this yawning gap? Then he goes through all the things they're talking about, the windmill generators and so on, what a farce they are. He says, in reality, this is just make-believe. The 2,300 turbines so far built in Britain supply barely 1% of our power. They cost a fortune, but it says supplied barely 1% of the power. Less than a single medium-sized conventional power station combined, 2,300 of them. The government talks about spending £100 billion on building 10,000 more windmills to meet our EU target that within 10 years we must generate 32% of our electricity from renewables. I don't know what that means. But first, there is not the remotest chance that we could build 3 turbines a day between now and 2020. And second, even if there were, they would do virtually nothing to close our energy gap, not least because we would need to build a dozen or more conventional power stations just to provide backup for when the wind is not blowing. Almost the only politician who realized this was John Hutton, the former energy minister, who last year reversed government policy by announcing that we needed at least a dozen new nuclear and coal-fired power stations to fill the gap. So guess what they did to this particular politician who advocated nuclear and coal-fired power stations? He was moved. As he starkly declared in the 2008 Labour conference, no coal and no nuclear means no power and no future. 2 weeks later, Hutton was removed to another department, and Britain's energy policy was handed over to Ed Miliband, a green zealot in charge of a new ministry ominously named the Department for Energy and Climate Change. So there you go. They've linked your Department of Energy now to, it's now called the Department of Energy and Climate Change. It's a political agenda, a control agenda. Mr. Miliband still makes noises about allowing the French and German companies, which now dominate our electricity supply, to build a new generator of nuclear power plants, a new generation of nuclear power plants. But under EU rules, they cannot, unlike the wind industry, expect any subsidies, and the chances that any new nuclear plants could be built before 2020 are virtually non-existent. As for new coal-fired power stations, he has decreed that these cannot be built without so-called carbon capture, piping off their CO2 to bury it in holes in the ground. Do you realize that the world they're bringing in is going to be a very unpleasant world in which to live? It's going to be a very, very cold world for those who are on the bottom end, who can't afford whatever expensive fuel they come up with. Not because we're short of anything, it's because it's policy. It's policy by the big foundations to reduce all energy consumption and reduce the population of the planet along with it. I hope people really realize what it's truly all about. And I wonder if they do. I wonder if they do. The world we live in is a vastly different world than the one that's portrayed on television. Certainly the reasons for things are completely different from what's mentioned on television. Now there's a caller, it's Deborah from Maryland. Well, I'll take her. Is Deborah there?
I am. How
yes.
are you doing today, Alan?
I'm hanging in here.
Yeah. Yeah. I just had, when you were talking about the flu shot and all that nonsense, the governor of Maryland, O'Malley, has said today that taking the flu shot was patriotic.
Well, patriotic.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the serum comes from American chickens. Hold on, and I'll be back after this break.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Talking to Deborah from Maryland there about how patriotic it's going to be to take their shot, apparently. And until I remembered there that it's actually been made from green monkeys and human tissue, apparently. So they haven't specified if that's going to be patriotic or not, if it's from Africa. Unless we're a global society, I guess. Maybe that's what it means. You still there, Deborah?
Yeah, I'm still here. That's yeah. correct. It does have tissue of green monkey in it.
Yep.
And what's interesting also to note is that swine flu summit was held in July at the National Institutes of Health here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. I noticed that and found an article on that. But what's amazing, too, is that it's kind of leaking out from the CDC, but they had this planned back in 2007 before the swine flu outbreak was even heard of, or swine flu itself.
Correct. The drug company, and I want to say GlaxoSmithKline, it might have been another involved, had applied for the patent back in 2007,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting to note that, you know, how are you going to apply for a patent for a flu that doesn't exist at that present time? It didn't
exist.
So, which leads leads me to believe that Wayne Madsen had a little bit more credibility in my mind when he said, you know, on Russia Today television, you know, this was man-made. This was done in a closed setting, taking the 1918 flu
mm-hmm.
and crossbreeding, if that's the correct term,
mm-hmm.
It with other strains of flu.
Yeah, I read the article, in fact, from the guy who did it for the CDC.
Mm.
It's a Japanese name. And he said it took three genes, added them to from the Spanish flu, added it to a common flu, and it created a killer. And then
right.
he said at the end of it, I hope this swine flu doesn't mutate along this path. So here they've created it, and they just hope that nature doesn't follow suit and create the same thing themselves. Yeah.
Well, what's curious to me, you know, and I think a lot of people that are kind of, you know, maybe questioning this, is that as far as I know, it takes at least 2 years
mm-hmm.
to develop a so-called flu vaccine against one particular strain of flu.
Yeah. That's right.
Isn't it interesting that they had this 2 years before this so-called avian
mm-hmm.
pig's fly flu was introduced to the public? And, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't know anybody that's been affected by it.
No, I haven't either. And I talk to people from all over the world, lots of people in Britain, and they don't know anybody either that's had it.
No, so I don't even know that it exists.
Exactly. It's like I think it's exactly what they said they do, present scary scenarios to the public to make them obey. I think this is exactly what they're doing.
And
they've already said, as I said, at the World Health Organization, they said in 2006 that if they can just bring in a mandatory inoculation, they'll get the public trained to go in every year to get mandatory shots, not just for flu, but for boosters and other inoculations down
the road. What better way to poison the whole public then?
Well, that's the intention. That is the intention. We've had all this stuff to do with the cancer viruses they put in the polio and so on. That's all acknowledged facts now. And these guys are the same eugenics plants as far as I'm concerned.
Love you, Alan. People buy his books, please.
Yep. Thanks for calling. Yes, it's eugenics, folks. And your life is in your own hands. Your own hands. No one else's. And you must keep it in your own hands. From Hamish and myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent